Hebrews, the real deal. To the true blue Jew, the world was his oyster. He felt he had it all. He belonged to the chosen nation. The letter to the Hebrews is a wake-up call, reminding Jews and Christians that we may be missing it all. We may not be in on the real deal. The dimensions of this real deal are laid out. Firstly, the real center, chapters 1 and 2. Christ is the center of the universe. If we make him the center of our lives, it will run in harmony with his purpose for the universe. Real rest, chapter 3 to 4, verse 13. In an agitated world, there is rest in this world and the next. There are four types of rest in the Bible. Rest in Christ, soul rest, Matthew 11, 28. And in chapter 4 of Hebrews, it talks of eternal rest, Sabbath rest, and temporary rest. A real high priest, chapter 4 to 8. Christ is the high priest who connects us to God. As a unique high priest in many ways, he is the path to God, chapter 10. He reached it through humble obedience, chapter 5. He is God, chapter 1. He empathizes with us, chapter 4. He is a sinless sacrifice, chapter 4 and 7. He is timeless. Real maturity, chapter 5 and 6. Maturity runs deep. It is based on God's word and true repentance. It requires commitment, transformation. Inside out, those who taste God and backtrack may never be able to return to God, chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Real covenant, chapter 8 and 9. We live in an age of itching ears, when people savor teachings that satisfy their lusts, 2 Timothy 4:3. The day will come when even teachers will be redundant because God will write the laws in people's heart, chapter 8. Real way to God, chapter 9 and 10. People have created many paths, but God provides only one through the blood of Jesus, chapter 10, 19 and 20. Real faith, chapter 10 and 11. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is full assurance and triumphant hope. The real race, chapter 12. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. The race represents righteousness attained by Christ-like endurance. The real kingdom, chapter 12, God's kingdom can never be shaken. Real action. The real action is often outside the privilege zone and beyond our comfort zone, chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. How can we go deep into the real deal? How can we achieve real rest here and now? What can we do to get into the action zone?